A hoofy.
A hoofy.
Ashi salam, keski?
Morshiba. A yuga.
Miga hua. Good job!
Oofy bogo!
Hi, I'm Trance.
And I'm Cascade, and together we make
Outpost! Welcome to our podcast, where we talk about movies, TV shows, and pretty much all things film. So, what are we talking about today, Cascade?
Ishibaba?
Wait, Cascade.
What?
We're back to English now.
English?
Yeah, well, not everyone knows Tantalog, which is, by the way, the, amazing language of...
Okay, we'll go into this later, but you said English.
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 English. What's the problem?
English. You said English with an A.
I say English.
But what are you, British? No, I'm British, okay.
English. British. English. Oh, wait. English. English. Library. Library. Donuts. It's always a thing. I always say library wrong. But, all right, we have a podcast.
Yes. Trance, let's get back rolling. We forget this every single time. We've only done it twice. We forgot it every single time.
Okay.
That we're on a podcast.
Back to not being on topic. I was trying to say it again, but it just has to do with the podcast. Basically, I was listening to that podcast, and it's like, I listen to so many podcasts, so I was like, yeah, this is how you do a podcast. And I sounded so fake. I was just like, and now let's get back to it. And it's like, I didn't like it. I hope I don't sound like that again. Stop me if I do.
All right. Okay. You're sounding like it again. Trance, let's get back rolling.
Okay. So, what are we talking about today, Cascade?
Well, now that I've fully recovered over my dumbness stage, where of not knowing. Anyways, we own a podcast. I mean, wow. Anyway, so we're talking about Lilo and Stitch. And the language you just heard us talk about, well, like talk in, was Tantalog, which is bits of different languages. But it's also supposed to be the native language of Turtle. You know, we'll get into that later. We're talking about Lilo and Stitch. Yeah, the movies, the series, the other movies. There's only that. Anyways, it's a really well-known movie. And, do you want to take us away or should I?
Well, we're going to ask a question of the day.
Oh, yeah. Well,
or question of the podcast, I guess. I don't know.
The podcast day. Anyways, do we have to give a brief overview of the movie?
No, I want to ask you who's your favorite. Oh, we should do that. Okay, go ahead, Jan. Cascade.
Well, I'll try to keep this short, but it's a kind of complicated movie, so just go ahead and watch it if you haven't. It's a great movie. It's basically a little Hawaiian girl on the island of Hawaii wishing for a companion, and her sister finds out and takes her to the pet shelter. They go to the pet shelter, they adopt a dog, finding out it's a mutant alien from outer space, or an illegal genetic experiment. There's a lot to it, but we should be getting into that in our podcast, and if we don't, then, well, you know, I'm pretty sure we will. We might give a more explained and detailed and in-depth, overview of the movie, but for now, we want to get it rolling. Ask the question.
Okay, guys, I'm sorry, I don't know why, I just woke up today, it hasn't happened all day. It's like, we started FaceTiming and all of a sudden I got a case of the giggles. Yeah, I got the giggles. Okay, so, let's
ask
go.
Ask the question now. Let's ignore the giggles, Tramps.
We can't talk today. Okay, so, who is your favorite character? Why am I a game show host? I'm not sure.
I gotta say, I have a lot of favorite characters in Lilo and Stitch. It's just such a great movie. I won't go into the specifics about the different experiments, but my favorite non-experiment character is probably David, to be honest. He's just ridiculous. Or Pleakley. Pleakley's funny.
Pleakley is... I guess he's not an experiment. He's an alien. But anyway, yeah.
Actually, did you know Pleakley's real name? So Pleakley is his last name, but his real name is Wendy.
I have not watched the movies in a long time.
No, it's in the TV show. It's hilarious.
The TV show, bro. Okay, so, I think my favorite character is Ruben or 625? Is it 625?
Well, I mean, Ruben and 625, they're the same character. He was known as 625 throughout most of the series. A lot of people don't watch the series, where in the movie Leroy and Stitch, he is named Ruben after the sandwich. So most people refer to him as Ruben, or actually don't know who he is, but 625 is what he's called throughout the long period, I guess.
Cool.
Trance, you're doing the voice again. Please quit it. It is so cliche.
All I said was cool, but okay. So, before you interrupted me twice, and I'm doing the voice again. Before you interrupted me twice, I was going to say that I also like Angel, even though, like, not my favorite character, but I like her. She's nice. What?
All right, never mind.
Go, right, keep going.
Well, I know a lot about Angel, and it is not overwhelming, the facts I know about her. It's actually very underwhelming. Anyways, Angel is a character well-known and widely spread, known as with her sassy yet sweet personality, and is seen through Disney parks and Disney World and many Disney merchandise. Even though she surprisingly only has two episodes dedicated to her and a few seconds of footage in a few movies. And the first movie, well, she's not mentioned because that's not what the first movie is about. But anyways, and actually, Stitch named Angel. It wasn't Lilo, for once, along with Yarp being the other person not named by Lilo, and a few others that I don't know very well that I kind of forgot, like Evil, 629, who never had a name. But anyways, but also, Lilo does not believe this angel-y personality. She is kind of sassy, but she thinks she's more sassy. And this is shown extremely well through her song, which, if you translate it from Tantalog, it's actually, "Heed me, you are in my power. Henceforth, nothing shall be too cruel or too abominable for you. You cannot escape." So, this is kind of dark.
Well, thanks for that.
She's kind of a wicked person.
Yeah, thanks for just ruining a good character for me.
Well, I'm assuming you're taking her off your favorites list, but she does take a good change for the better.
You know, this is completely off topic, but do you think we're good friends? We interrupt each other a lot on this podcast. Like,
yes, that is a brilliant sign that we'd be best of friends when we interrupt, hurt, and destroy each other's relationships.
You literally just interrupted me while I was talking about how you interrupt me. And I interrupt you. But,
let's get back on topic. So, you want to explain to them what Tantalog is?
You interrupted me again. But okay. So, Tantalog is the Lilo in Stitch language, spoken.
That's okay. I'm sorry.
I wasn't finished.
Continue.
Lilo in Stitch language, spoken by Stitch, Jumba, and Feekly.
Do you want me to correct you?
Would you like to? Yeah, you do this. You're okay, the Lilo and Stitch.
So Tantalog is the native language of Jumba and all native people, the Turo. It's used. It's an extinct language. Not a lot of people use it.
Lingo.
Except for, experiments every so often. But they can speak somewhat the cloudy English. Tantalog is also used by the experiments, as none of them speak clear English, and, they all speak Tantalog. And there are a few quotes, like "Mega Nala Krista," which means "I want to destroy," in Tantalog, that a few people have been wondering about. And so, there's a lot more to Tantalog, but I don't really know that much about it.
Did you say Langa? Or Lange?
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce any language, and I have no idea.
I mean, technically, I can't pronounce English.
All right, continuing on.
It's English.
Say English.
It's not English.
Anyways.
Do you want me to list off some Tantalog words?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
All right, what letter should I start with? Give me a letter.
Oh, wait. I gotta point something out. Tantalog is not a completely made-up language. It's kind of like the gibberish of the Minions, which I forgot what their language was called. It's a cross between a lot of different languages, like Chinese and Hawaiian and a few others. And so, yeah. Do you want to say our favorite word in Tantalog?
Ajibaba!
Yeah, that's our favorite word.
Okay, so it means friend in English. But anyway, give me a letter. I don't know why. I'm very...
You know, let's take turns listing some off.
Fine.
Well, there's a few ones like Butifa or Bujibu, which means Bujibu is kind of like a loved one, like how if you had a wife, you might, or a husband, you might call him honey or honey. Or her honey. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like this, like, loved one nickname or whatever. Hey. I don't know. And then there's Butifa, which is cool, good, beautiful. You know, kind of like that.
What about Katabakaduka? Literally, it means, may I be destructive.
Oh, I love that one.
May I be destructive. Yeah, one time Cascade was just like, send me a bunch of gibberish, and then I was just like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, it's Tantalog. I'm like, what language is that? The Lilo and Stitch language. And she actually sent me one of them was Miga Nala Quista, I want to destroy.
No, Miga Nala Quista Persia.
No? It just...
No. Okay, you're not getting my drift.
Whatever.
Miga Nala Quista.
Oh.
Persia.
You mean Pajuras?
Okay, fine. Okay. I really don't know how to pronounce these.
We'll just let you guys look that one up. But
yeah, and hopefully you're not male.
You don't need to say that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. Okay, back to the topic that we weren't on. So.
Were we on? Or weren't we on?
I don't know. Do you want to talk about the experiments themselves?
Sure, give us some facts.
Well, there are a few experiments, like Ace, that went wrong. Ace was supposed to be the greatest bad doer or something, but he had a glitch and turned out to be the good doer. I don't know what the proper term for that is. There's Angel, which I already kind of something. There's Stitch, which was actually interesting. He's the only experiment that was created in a hydrated form. The other ones were dehydrated. They were created as a dehydrated form and kept in balls because, as Jumba said, he would have to create them dehydrated because in some point, he says, there's no way to dehydrate them once they've been hydrated, even though humans have done that with, like, fruits and stuff. And that's when they find the Insta Dehydrator where they put... Okay, you know what? Never mind. So Stitch is the only one who's been created in a hydrated form. Or he may have been created in a dehydrated form and then hydrated and then captured. But I'm pretty sure he created him in a hydrated form.
Cool. So... You know what that sound means, Cascade?
No, I do not, but I want to finish what I was saying first before you this time rudely interrupted me. I was actually going to say something else, I just paused. I find it interesting... Me and Trance were talking, and she was saying, it's so great that Lilo saved all these experiments. I mean, isn't that incredible? She changed them into good within a few years. And I was like,
She's paraphrasing, okay? Don't sound like that.
I have no idea what you said. and basically, it's interesting, because Lilo only saves she only actually eats around 90 experiments, and only saves, 99% of them, because there are some where she just dehydrated or totally put in jail or just gave Gantu and was like, I'm giving up on that experiment over there. goodbye, sticker, you'll never get your one true place. Which is interesting, because then later she was said to be the person who found all the one true places of these creatures, or abominations, as Ganshi refers to them. And at that time, I had known this, and I was like, no. I'm sorry, no. And so that was fun. But what does that noise mean? I'm serious. What does it mean?
I just want to play it again for dramatic effect. Actually, Cascade, before I give you the trivia question, I have something to admit.
What?
These are extra hard.
Oh, that's great.
Uh-huh. But you're a big Lilo and Stitch fan, so let's go. All right. 3, 2, 1. What did Lilo put in Stitch's bottle?
Are you talking about the movie?
Lilo, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she puts caffeine in his bottle, but later figures out that he is crazy when he drinks caffeine, so then she replaces it with water.
I was only going to give you 0.5, but you give the extra backstory, so the answer is coffee. Okay. What city does Stitch build and then destroy in Lilo's movie?
San Francisco.
Nice! Oh, okay, extremely hard. How many times does the chubby guy miss out on eating his ice cream in the first movie?
Oh, in the first movie? I want to say 3 times.
What?
That's probably 2.
You got it! It was 3 times!
Okay, let me see. I want to see if I can name them all. There was one where she takes a picture of him in the beginning, and she's...
When Lilo took his picture, yes.
I can only remember 2 of these. The second one was... Well, I mean, more like a third one, was when... He... Also, his name is Sunburn Man, if you didn't know.
Okay.
And the second one was when they flew the plane really close to his ice cream, and it basically knocked the top off. And if you're wondering the flavor, it's always mint chip. I don't know.
Okay. If you can mention the last one, I'll give you an extra point. Oh, wait. This time... Cascade is seriously... Oh, there we go. You're back. She actually did have internet problems this time. Anyway, if you can name the last one, I will give you an extra point.
Well, like, no, I can't name the last one because those are the only... Wait. The last one or the middle one?
The middle one.
Okay. Then I have no idea. Can you give me a hint?
Stitch.
Wow.
What does Stitch do all the time in the first movie?
Has attitude.
He causes chaos. Stitch did something.
I'm pretty sure it knocked it out of his hand, but you know, whatever.
Stitch caused everyone on the beach to run away.
Okay.
That was a close one. So you got, I'll give you a 0.5. So you got 3.5 out of 3 questions. Wow.
Yay.
So you got
0.5. Wait, I got 0.5 on the first one, though.
No, I was going to, but then you gave extra backstory, and technically that's true, that was caffeine. You're right, 0.5. Okay, 3 out of 3. Because you got the extra 0.5 bonus. But, yeah, so that's the end of our... Oh,
right. My goodness.
Are you going to do it, Cascade?
Yes, I will. We'll probably have to edit it a ton, so we're going to end this.
All right.
Wait, before we end it, I play ukulele. I'm a ukuleleist, I guess. I'm not a great one, but I'm okay-ish, I guess. And enough that I've been practicing this song when I heard we were going to do Lilo and Stitch. We actually got it set back by like a month because we were going to do something, but then we couldn't. And so I was practicing the chorus of Aloha Oi.
Nice. All right, let's wrap this up first, and then we'll add in your song afterward. And so, yeah, that was our podcast. Or second episode. How do you think it'd go, Cascade? Do you think it was better or worse than the first one?
I think it was better since we could provide more information because you and I both know quite a lot about Lilo and Stitch. Not a ton, but quite a lot.
All right, well, I'm going to go and see you guys next episode.
You know, there would have been 2 really hard questions that you could have asked me. One, what was Dr. Hamster Veal's number on... Angel's tag, which I cannot remember, but it has a bunch of 5s in it. And B, which is actually an easy one for me, who invented the song Aloha Oi?
Nani.
Which the person who sings it is Elvis, but the person who actually made it is the last queen of Hawaii, Queen Liliuokalani. Ani, I think. It's really hard to pronounce.
I thought you were talking about the movie. I said Nani. Anyway, so, and that is it. So, I'll see you guys at the next episode. I mean, I guess you'll still hear Olivia sing her song, but all right. Bye! Sorry, wrong friend. Cascade. Me and Cascade will see you later. Bye!
So, I'm going to be playing Aloha Oi really quickly. Just the chorus, though. The whole song is ridiculously long. This was made by the last queen of Hawaii, Queen Liliuokalani. I think that's how you pronounce her name. It's not perfect, because I'm not perfect. And so, now. Aloha Oi.